Twisted Love has become a viral sensation on BookTok, with readers swooning over the delicious enemies-to-lovers romance between ice-cold businessman Alex Volkoff and sunshine-personified Ava Chen. Anna Huang's steamy debut in her Twisted series has captivated millions, earning celebrity endorsements from stars like Hailey Bieber and dominating bestseller lists worldwide. The novel's exploration of trauma, revenge, and healing wrapped in a forbidden romance has sparked countless fan theories, aesthetic mood boards, and character analyses across social media platforms. What makes this particular romance so addictive? Perhaps it's the irresistible appeal of watching a man who's sworn off love completely fall for the one woman he should never want. Alex Volkoff is a study in controlled perfection. At 26, he's already the COO of a Fortune 500 company, with a genius IQ and a multi-million dollar portfolio he started building in high school. But beneath his impeccable suits and chiseled features lies a man consumed by vengeance. "Revenge has been my driving purpose since I was 10," Alex reflects, and with good reason. His entire family, father, mother, and little sister Nina, were brutally murdered in what appeared to be a home invasion gone wrong. Hidden in a secret passageway, 10-year-old Alex witnessed everything through a peephole, the horrific images preserved forever by his rare condition, hyperthymesia, or highly superior autobiographical memory. Unlike most people who experience memories as faded photographs, Alex relives his past with perfect clarity. "It's like watching a movie of your life," he explains, during a rare moment of vulnerability. "Sometimes it's drama, sometimes it's horror." This condition proves both blessing and curse. It fuels his meticulous revenge planning, but forces him to relive his family's murders daily. After their deaths, Alex was raised by his uncle, Ivan, who encouraged his nephew's thirst for vengeance rather than healing. Multiple therapists suggested channeling his grief into constructive pursuits, but Alex rejected their advice. "I didn't want to heal," he admits. "I wanted to burn with pain until I could make the person responsible suffer 1,000-fold. This single-minded focus has shaped everything about Alex: his ruthless business tactics, his emotional detachment, even his approach to relationships. He keeps women at arm's length, engaging only in cold, clinical sexual encounters with specific rules: no kissing, no face-to-face contact, no emotional connection. For 16 years, revenge has been his only true relationship. What makes Alex so compelling isn't just his tragic backstory, but the glimpses of humanity beneath his icy exterior, his fierce loyalty to his best friend Josh, his unexpected moments of dry humor, and the way he begins to thaw, almost against his will, when a certain sunshine-bright girl enters his orbit. Ava Chen is Alex's perfect foil warm, where he's cold, optimistic where he's cynical, and open where he's guarded. At 22, she's a talented photography student with dreams of capturing beauty around the world, despite being held back by a crippling fear of water that prevents her from flying over oceans. What makes Ava remarkable isn't just her sunny disposition, but her resilience. Raised by a distant father after her mother's suicide, she carries the weight of childhood trauma she can't fully remember. Everything before age 9 exists in what she calls the blackout, a complete memory gap punctuated only by recurring nightmares of drowning that wake her screaming at 4:44 a.m., the Chinese death hour. Despite these shadows, Ava maintains an almost supernatural ability to find beauty in the darkest places, including in the heart of a man who claims not to have one. "You have a heart of gold encased in a heart of ice," she tells Alex in one of their more heated exchanges, seeing through his carefully constructed walls with unnerving accuracy. Ava's greatest strength lies in her emotional intelligence and empathy. Where others see only Alex's cold exterior, she recognizes his pain. "You deserve beauty and light in your life," she tells him, a statement so foreign to his worldview that it momentarily shatters his composure. Her photography serves as both passion and metaphor. She captures moments others might miss, finding meaning in the overlooked corners of existence. This talent extends to her personal relationships, where she consistently sees the best in people, sometimes to her detriment. Her ex-boyfriend Liam took advantage of this trust, and even as she begins to fall for Alex, readers sense the heartbreak looming when she inevitably discovers the dark secret connecting him to her family. What makes Ava truly compelling is that her optimism isn't naivete, it's a conscious choice made despite trauma, not in ignorance of it. As she later proves when her world collapses, this sunshine girl possesses unexpected reserves of strength and resilience that rival even Alex's iron will. The central relationship between Alex and Ava begins with reluctant proximity. When Ava's brother Josh leaves for a year-long volunteer program in Central America, he asks his best friend Alex to keep an eye on his sister, particularly concerned about her harassing ex-boyfriend Marcus, whose increasingly aggressive behavior has everyone worried. Alex's solution is characteristically bold yet calculating. He moves into the apartment next door to Ava's, despite her initial protests about not needing a babysitter in designer suits. Their early interactions crackle with delicious tension. Ava brings Alex welcome cookies as a peace offering, homemade chocolate chip with sea salt, still warm from the oven, only to be stunned when he actually invites her inside, something so unexpected she has to pinch herself to make sure she's not dreaming. This small moment beautifully illustrates their dynamic, Ava extending warmth, Alex surprising himself by responding. The way he unconsciously leans toward her when she laughs, then catches himself and retreats behind his usual stoic mask, speaks volumes about their building chemistry. Their relationship escalates through a series of charged encounters. When Alex discovers Ava doing a boudoir photo shoot in her apartment, meant as a confidence-boosting exercise after her ex's emotional abuse, his possessive reaction reveals cracks in his icy facade. He practically storms the photography studio, only to be frozen in place by the sight of her. During a charity gala, their dance becomes an intimate verbal sparring match, where Alex demonstrates unsettling knowledge of Ava's preferences, from her favorite color, yellow, like the first daffodils of spring, to her secret fascination with winter. You watch snowfall like it's magic. These moments build a compelling case that beneath his coldness lies something far more intense, a fire that threatens to consume them both. What elevates their romance beyond typical enemies-to-lovers fare is how they challenge each other's core wounds. Alex helps Ava face her water phobia through swimming lessons, showing unexpected patience as she trembles at the pool's edge, while Ava's persistent warmth forces Alex to question whether his decade-long quest for vengeance is worth sacrificing the chance at happiness. Their relationship becomes transformative rather than merely passionate, each interaction peeling away layers of protective armor they've built around themselves. The forbidden aspect adds delicious tension. Alex is Josh's best friend and 7 years older, making Ava ostensibly off-limits. Their age gap creates natural friction, with Alex sometimes treating Ava as naive, while she proves repeatedly that her emotional intelligence often exceeds his own. Yet what truly makes their connection forbidden is Alex's devastating secret. He befriended Josh specifically to get close to their family, believing Ava's father responsible for his parents' murder in a suspicious factory fire 15 years ago. This ticking time bomb beneath their growing feelings creates a compelling narrative drive, leaving readers wondering if love can possibly survive such a devastating betrayal, especially as Alex finds himself falling for the daughter of the man he's sworn to destroy. One of the novel's most charming elements is Operation Emotion, Ava's methodically planned scheme to crack Alex's perfect composure. Encouraged by her vivacious roommate Jules, who provides both moral support and increasingly outlandish suggestions, Ava systematically attempts to provoke emotional reactions from the famously stoic businessman. She maintains a detailed journal of her attempts, complete with hypotheses and observations that reveal her scientific approach to understanding this enigmatic man. These attempts provide both comic relief and relationship development, each scenario carefully crafted to target different emotional responses. She bakes deliberately disgusting cookies, combining asparagus, raisins, and garlic brittle in what Jules calls an unholy trinity of awfulness to trigger disgust. But Alex calmly eats three while maintaining eye contact, even asking for the recipe. She arranges a happiness picnic in Central Park with carefully chosen cheerful music and rainbow-colored foods, which is systematically ruined by his complaints about ants, humidity, and subpar wine, until a Great Dane lifts its leg on his Italian leather shoes, finally earning a slight grimace. Her attempts to frighten him become increasingly elaborate. She orchestrates a horror movie marathon, selecting films that Josh, Alex's childhood friend, swears would terrify anyone. Through these sessions, she learns from Josh that in 8 years of friendship, he's never seen Alex afraid of anything, not even a bear they encountered while hiking in Montana, when Alex simply stared it down until it wandered away. Each failed attempt only intensifies Ava's fascination with Alex's extraordinary self-control. These playful experiments serve multiple narrative purposes beyond mere entertainment. They provide natural opportunities for the pair to spend time together, gradually shifting from professional antagonism to something warmer and more complex. Through shared laughter, mostly Ava's, and near misses, they develop inside jokes and a comfortable rapport. The experiments reveal Alex's extraordinary self-control while simultaneously showing the first cracks in his armor, a slight twitch of his lips, a momentary softening around his eyes. Most importantly, they allow Ava to see beyond his cold exterior to the complex man beneath, discovering his dry wit and unexpected kindness in small moments. The operation culminates in an intimate photography session in Ava's makeshift studio, where she attempts to capture genuine emotion on Alex's face. Their exchange turns increasingly flirtatious and charged, the camera becoming both a barrier and a bridge between them. Alex boldly states she wants him, challenging her to deny it while moving closer, his usual restraint visibly slipping. The session ends abruptly when Jules interrupts, but later, reviewing the photos, Ava discovers one crucial shot where his mask completely slipped, revealing unmistakable desire that makes her feel her life has changed forever. The image captures not just desire, but vulnerability and longing that mirror her own growing feelings. This subplot elegantly traces their relationship arc, from Ava's initial determination to provoke any reaction to her gradual realization that she wants not just emotion from Alex, but his heart entirely. What begins as a game evolves into genuine connection, with each failed experiment bringing them closer together, setting the stage for their eventual fall into forbidden love. Through these experiments, both characters learn that true emotion can't be forced or captured. It must be earned through trust and genuine connection. Trauma forms the emotional core of Twisted Love, shaping both protagonists in profound ways. Alex's childhood tragedy created a man who uses emotional detachment as armor, while Ava's repressed memories manifests as night terrors and aquaphobia. The novel handles these psychological wounds with surprising nuance. Alex's hyperthymesia means he can't escape his trauma. He relives his family's murder with perfect clarity daily. This explains both his obsession with revenge and his resistance to emotional connection. "I'm trying to save you from myself," he tells Ava after their first kiss, a line that encapsulates his belief that his darkness will contaminate her light. Ava's trauma manifests differently. Her recurring nightmare, drowning in a lake while screaming for her absent mother, hints at buried memories. When these memories finally surface, they reveal a shocking truth. It wasn't her mother who tried to drown her, but her father, Michael. This revelation upends everything she thought she knew about her childhood and identity. What makes the novel's approach to trauma compelling is how it explores healing through connection rather than isolation. Alex begins to find peace not through achieving his revenge, but through Ava's presence in his life. Similarly, Ava faces her water phobia with Alex's support, gradually reclaiming her agency. The story reaches its emotional climax when Alex is forced to confess his deception, that he deliberately befriended Josh to get close to their family as part of his revenge plan. This shatters Ava's trust completely, creating a wound potentially too deep to heal. Her response is devastating in its simplicity. Was any of it real? The aftermath shows both characters processing trauma differently. Ava initially retreats into numbness, mourning not just my shattered heart, but the girl I used to be, the one who believed in light, love, and the goodness of the world. Meanwhile, Alex accepts a brutal beating from Josh as deserved punishment, finding the physical pain easier to bear than his emotional anguish. Their eventual reconciliation doesn't minimize this betrayal, but shows how people can grow beyond their trauma without forgetting it. When Alex finally admits he loves Ava, something his damaged psyche previously couldn't allow, it represents not just romantic resolution, but psychological growth. Secrets drive the novel's intricate plot, with revelations carefully timed for maximum emotional impact. The central mystery, who murdered Alex's family, intertwines with questions about Ava's forgotten childhood, creating parallel journeys toward truth. These dual narratives mirror each other, both featuring protagonists whose lives have been shaped by carefully constructed deceptions. Alex's 16-year pursuit of vengeance initially targets Michael Chen, Ava's father, whom he believes orchestrated his family's murder. This belief forms the foundation of his life's purpose and explains his conflicted feelings about falling for his enemy's daughter. The irony is exquisite. The man consumed by revenge falls for the one woman who should be off limits. Throughout their developing relationship, Alex struggles with guilt, knowing each tender moment shared with Ava is built on his ulterior motives to get closer to her father. His internal conflict manifests in small acts of protection, warning Ava away from dangerous situations while simultaneously drawing her deeper into his web of deception. Meanwhile, Ava's recovered memories reveal her own shocking truth. Her father attempted to drown her as a child, then manipulated her into believing her mother was responsible. This gaslighting caused her mother's mental breakdown and eventual suicide, making Michael responsible for destroying both their lives. The memories return in fragments: the cold water, her mother's screams, the way Michael would later twist the narrative during therapy sessions. Each recovered memory forces Ava to reconstruct her understanding of her childhood, revealing the extent of her father's manipulation. When these storylines converge, the novel delivers its most devastating twist. Neither Michael nor Alex had the full truth. The real mastermind behind the Volkov family murders was Alex's uncle, Ivan, motivated by jealousy over Alex's mother choosing his brother. This revelation forces Alex to confront how his single-minded focus on revenge blinded him to the truth hiding in plain sight. Ivan's involvement explains numerous inconsistencies that Alex had previously ignored: the inside knowledge of family routines, the missing family heirlooms, the convenient alibis that never quite added up. The final confrontation brings all secrets into the open when Ivan kidnaps Ava and her friend Bridget, forcing Alex to confess everything. This scene functions as both climactic action and emotional catharsis, with Alex finally admitting his deception while simultaneously learning he's been deceived himself. The warehouse setting becomes a crucible where past and present collide, forcing each character to face their own complicity in perpetuating lies. What elevates these revelations beyond mere plot twists is how they force character growth. Alex must reckon with the fact that his entire adult life was built on a mistaken premise, while Ava must decide whether understanding the context of Alex's deception changes her ability to forgive him. The resolution suggests that truth, while painful, offers the only path to healing. The novel's denouement shows both characters learning to build something new from the ashes of their shattered illusions, suggesting that authentic connection can only emerge once secrets are laid bare. The novel's final act explores whether redemption is possible after devastating betrayal. After their dramatic breakup, Alex and Ava spend months apart before he tracks her to London, where she's pursuing her photography fellowship. What follows is a patient, persistent campaign to win back her trust. Alex's approach to redemption is characteristically intense. He appears outside her building daily with her favorite vanilla latte and blueberry scone. He walks her to workshops, follows her discreetly when she's with others, and sends thoughtful gifts, not just expensive jewelry, but items with emotional significance, like a rare vintage Japanese camera she'd searched for but never found. When confronted about his persistence, Alex makes a declaration previously unimaginable from his lips: "I love you." He acknowledges he's a fucked up person with fucked up morals who won't write poems or serenade you, but insists she's the only woman he has eyes for. To prove his commitment, he resigns as CEO to focus entirely on winning her back, no matter how long it takes. Over the following year, they rebuild something close to friendship. Alex walks Ava to and from workshops, helps with her self-defense training, and assists with photo shoots. This slow rebuilding of trust feels earned rather than rushed, acknowledging that some wounds take time to heal. The redemption arc culminates at Ava's photography exhibition, where Alex makes a grand gesture by singing publicly, something he'd always refused to do. His raw, emotional performance about love, betrayal, and redemption moves the entire room and finally breaks through Ava's remaining resistance. Their reconciliation feels satisfying because it acknowledges both the depth of his betrayal and the genuine love that grew despite his initial deception. When Ava decides to take a leap of faith rather than live in fear, it represents not naive forgiveness, but a conscious choice to believe in the man he's become rather than the one who hurt her. The epilogue shows them settled into domestic happiness, with Alex maintaining his protective instincts, hiring Ava a bodyguard, while softening in other ways, secretly enjoying their Vermont vacation despite claiming to hate small towns. This balance suggests redemption doesn't require complete transformation. Alex remains intense and occasionally ruthless, but now channels these traits into protecting rather than avenging. Twisted Love delivers a satisfying conclusion while setting up future books in the series with masterful precision. Alex and Ava find their hard-won happy ending, though not without bearing permanent scars from their tumultuous journey. Their relationship has fundamentally transformed them both. Alex learning to open his heart after 16 years of emotional isolation following his parents' tragic death, and Ava discovering her inner steel while maintaining her innate ability to see beauty in even the darkest corners of life. The novel's central theme emerges with crystalline clarity. Love doesn't require perfection, just the willingness to grow. Alex remains unapologetically possessive and intense. "There's no getting rid of me now," he warns Ava after their emotional reconciliation, but he learns to channel these dominant traits into protection rather than destruction. His obsessive tendencies, once threatening, become a shield around their relationship. Similarly, Ava maintains her characteristic optimism, but tempers it with newfound wisdom about human complexity and the various shades of gray that exist between good and evil. What makes their love story particularly compelling is this delicate balance. Neither character undergoes a complete personality transplant, but both evolve meaningfully through their connection. Alex doesn't suddenly transform into an emotional extrovert sharing his feelings freely, nor does Ava lose her fundamental sunshine personality that first drew him in. Instead, they learn to complement each other's strengths and weaknesses, creating a partnership far stronger than either would be alone. Alex's darkness provides depth to Ava's light, while her warmth slowly thaws his frozen heart. The story strategically leaves several threads deliberately unresolved, particularly Josh's continued estrangement from Alex, setting up potential emotional reconciliation in future books. Through carefully placed scenes, we also glimpse upcoming romances, especially through Ava's circle of friends. Bridget's charged encounters with her stoic bodyguard, Reese, filled with unspoken tension, cleverly foreshadow their story in the next installment. These subtle hints create a rich tapestry of interconnected relationships that extends beyond the main couple. Anna Huang's debut novel succeeds brilliantly by combining familiar romance tropes, enemies to lovers, forbidden romance, Ice King meets Sunshine Girl, with unexpected psychological depth and genuine emotional stakes. She weaves these elements together with fresh perspectives and authentic character development. The result is a love story that feels both deliciously escapist and emotionally authentic, explaining why readers continue to fall under its spell long after turning the final page. In the end, Twisted Love reminds us that even the darkest hearts can be redeemed by the right person's light, not through magical transformation or instant change, but through the patient, persistent work of genuine love and understanding. As Alex and Ava's journey demonstrates, sometimes the most twisted and complicated paths lead to the most beautiful and meaningful destinations. Their story proves that true love doesn't erase our demons. It simply teaches us how to live with them more gracefully.